No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And once again, we have to kick off today's, you know, trek into the latest aviation news and information with another update on drone wars. Because the FAA has set a new standard for regulating of UAVs. You got to love this, right, Ed? Come on. You have to love this story. Even though you hate talking about drones, you have to love this story that came out a few days ago.
Well, it depends on which story we're talking about.
We're talking about the FAA has put out their first exemption certificate for a paper airplane.
Okay, you've got my attention.
That is freaking awesome, I got to tell you. I mean, it's kind of insane too, right, Keith?
Well, yeah.
Slightly?
That's what they're spending their time on these days.
Yeah, it's sad, but comical and obviously great fodder for Just Plain Radio. So, you know, I'm not sure what this is going to lead to, but basically this guy has a paper airplane device that you can take a little miniature motor, and it has like a little electric, prop on it that you can attach to a paper airplane that you fold yourself.
Does he provide the paper?
No.
Oh, so you got to provide mobile.
No, this is like one of those Shark Tank ideas, probably. You know, he came up with this great idea. Like,
oh, Kevin went off on this guy, didn't he?
Yeah, probably, for sure. And but he has come up with this thing that allows you to navigate a paper airplane or power it with this little miniature motor and steer it with an app on your iPhone.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's a cool little toy, and that's what it is. It's kind of a toy, obviously, but they filed for an FAA exemption so they could operate it, I guess.
The only way they need an FAA exemption, Greg, is if they want to operate it as a commercial operation. Otherwise, it's just like any radio-controlled toy.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know. I mean, if he wants to fly it around and, like, film some stuff, I guess maybe there's a camera in it or something, too. I don't know. But
I would doubt there'd be a camera in
something. No, there is. I think there's a
cameras
little,
are pretty small these days.
Yeah, it's
are you going to get upset about this one, flying past your airplane?
No, I don't think I'll worry about this one. I think my wake turbulence could take care of that. No problem.
I'm not really worried about a paper airplane. Exactly. I think we can all be
now,
in agreement.
It may poke out somebody's eye, because that's what I was always told when I threw one in class, is that I was going to poke somebody's eye out.
Yeah. Well, I could see that being an issue. But yeah, it's a paper airplane. It's not going to do a whole lot of damage to even.
Is it an airplane or is it a drone?
Evidently they think it's a drone. It's a aerial vehicle, and the FAA is granted an exemption. Now, there's all these rules that he has to abide by. He has to be a commercial pilot.
No, he has to be at least a private pilot.
A private pilot.
That's what the exemptions are stating.
Yeah, and exactly. And unfortunately, the guy who's made this, he's a helicopter pilot, but he's not a current private pilot. So he can't operate the drone that he got the exemption for because of one of those little caveats that the FAA put on him. So not only is it's certified for an exemption, but he doesn't even have the proper, you know.
Well, he can come to just to see us.
Yeah, exactly. And you can fly.
Yeah, you think it's Flight Trained Professionals over there?
Yeah. Yeah, we can come down to Flight Trained Professionals. We've done it before.
Taking
helicopter pilots and made them fixed wing pilots.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to fly his paper airplane for him, which is what I would do. I mean, I would offer my services in that regard so he could operate.
Yeah, but he already knows you can't fly.
I can fly a paper airplane. Who can't fly a paper airplane? Evidently,
the guy who designed it.
Exactly. Well, legally, he can't. The FAA believes, you need a certificate to be able to operate a paper airplane
commercially.
Commercial. Well, who cares? Why would it matter? It's a paper airplane.
Well, I'm just saying that's where the FAA's drawing the line, is to operate it as a commercial venture.
Okay, this is where stupidity comes into play, I think. I
on
feel
your
like,
part?
I feel like I'm Donald Trump today.
Or on the FAA's part.
What's going on here? You know, I mean, I'm starting to agree that maybe we have some stupid people up making these rules that we need to.
Has he not been listening to us for however many years we've been doing this show?
Why would I start now? Seriously, it's been, what, God knows how many years. All right, so look, that's one issue that is borderline insane from the FAA. So they never fail to amaze us, I guess. And that's how our tax dollars are being spent. They're, you know, setting up exemptions for paper airplanes. You got to laugh. However, here's something that is kind of comical, and I bet you guys didn't see
that. That's why the airlines want user fees.
Was that?
Yeah.
Because the FAA is spending their tax dollars that they're paying to the FAA to
regulate drones.
Regulate drones and paper airplanes instead of taking care of
maybe we
airspace.
Need to,
yeah.
Maybe the proper word, we keep saying drones, and the FAA is not really accurate in what they're doing in that regard, because they're regulating toys. I mean, paper airplanes. And then the game changer that happened
big
this
government.
Week.
Big government.
Was that Christmas TV show, Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Didn't the Burgermeister try to regulate toys, too?
Good
See
point.
How that worked.
I think he worked for the FAA, if I remember correctly.
he was a government official.
A long time ago. But you know, the thing is this week also was the release or announcement of one of the hottest new toys for the Christmas shopping season from our friends at Disney. You know what I'm talking about? I posted it on the Just Plain Radio Facebook page.
No, I work for a living. I don't get to look at Facebook all day.
What? What is wrong with you? That's how 90% of your time is spent while you're at work on Facebook. Come on.
Not in my office.
Yeah, right. That's what he thinks. But ask his employees. Anyway, so the Maltese
Falcon. What's Facebook?
The Maltese Falcon from Star Wars has now been created into a drone.
Oh, cool.
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
It is actually one of the coolest toys I've ever seen. I mean, because it's a miniature Maltese Falcon. Mm-hmm. You know, they probably got a little tiny Harrison Ford there at the controls, I'm guessing, and
now,
Chewbacca.
I'm thinking he's not really a Star Wars fan.
What do you mean?
Why do you say that?
Okay, I guess.
A Millennium Falcon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know
Maltese
what?
Falcon is a completely different movie from a completely different era.
Actually, you know why I say Maltese Falcon is because we do the World of Boating radio show, and the Maltese Falcon is one of the largest sailing ships in the world. So there, I think I just proved that I'm not as much of a nerd as Ed. What do you think, Keith?
Oh, I don't know. That's a close race right there.
What?
Hey, I grew up with that. I am proud to be a nerd then if you understand Star Wars.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So right. Don't even go there.
What about Star Trek?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a Trekkie. I knew it. Anyway, and that's fine.
Stargate, everything, you name it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you say.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Yeah, well, yeah. Who wouldn't? But here's the thing. You know,
he was talking to you, not me.
Oh, okay. You say so. But you know, this Millennium Falcon is a cool looking toy, but it is a drone, and it flies around with your smartphone or something like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be the toy that every single kid in America gets this year.
Great.
Don't you think? What?
Ed.
Yeah. Keith, if you would have seen
this. Make sure Susan knows about this, Keith, okay?
I got to tell you, even if you're not a Star Wars fan, it's pretty cool because it's the Millennium Falcon, the actual, you know, the wings, like a typical quadcopter, are actually built into the ship. So it doesn't, you don't see any of the blades or anything when you're looking at it. It looks like it's flying, you know, floating through the air like magic. And I'm like, oh my gosh, every kid on the planet.
One of these days I'm going to have to watch Star Wars.
You're going to need one. It's like a flying spaceship. It's like the coolest thing ever. And
Yeah, you really do.
You think?
How old is that?
It was, I think, 78 was the first one. Well, I was still in... In grade school.
You don't even have to do that. He can just watch the new one that comes out at Christmas. So, you know, it's going to be Star Wars mania all over again coming out in the next few months. And then this toy, I mean, there's going to be literally millions of these going up all around the world. And I think this you know, once again, I predicted drone wars, did I not, several years ago when we started talking about this? Come on. Haven't stopped talking since.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
This right here, this Millennium Falcon toy, I think will be the game changer. It's not going to be the you know, the paper airplane.
No.
But Millennium Falcon toy drone is going to create havoc, I have a feeling. And something's going to have to change, finally. That is my prediction. If I'm not right, it's Ed and Keith's fault. That's my story. But if I am right, I'm taking full credit for it. And once again, you know, just like Nostradamus, I predicted the future. So there you go. You learned something here at Just Plain Radio, and you are welcome. Or I apologize, depending on your perspective.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew navigating the latest aviation news and information. And so far, most of it's been fairly negative, but slightly amusing when it comes to drones and things like that. But I think we've covered that base. So, you know, we have some more positive news to look forward to. But before we do that, more bad stuff that Ed would like to get off his chest, I guess.
Well,
is that,
I mean,
the deal?
It's going back to something that we've been talking about and the industry's been talking about ad nauseum for I don't know how long now about third-class medical reform.
Yeah.
And so I want to give our listeners a second-hand experience and why this is flat out getting out of hand and out of control, and something needs to be done about it. Customer of ours went in for his medical this year, and the nurse took one look at it and him and said, "Oh, we're going to need a sleep study on you because he's overweight. He's over the BMI index of
40.
Actually 35.
35 is the BMI.
35 number is the number above which, at and above which, they send you for a sleep apnea test. And this is for a third-class medical for a private pilot. Hmm. Not an airline pilot, but a private pilot. So he has no choice. He's issued a medical, but it's basically given 90 days or 60 days to go get a sleep study done. So wow. $3,500 later.
Let's back up 1 second. Mm-hmm. All right. So you said his BMI is over 35. And you would say how tall and how much he weighs about?
He's 5'8 and 280.
He's
substantial.
A little on the husky side.
Yeah, no, and like I say, he admits he's definitely not in the BMI category by any means, and he would have to drop some serious weight to get there.
But he's never had any sleep problems.
Never had any sleep problems. So now he go, $3,500, 2 days of missed work to go through the sleep study.
Yeah.
The doctor writes up that he is asymptomatic. I think that's the right term to use. That so he does not have sleep apnea. And when you talk about the test, it's like, okay, you got to be in a dark room doing nothing for how long? Yeah, I'll sleep. I have nothing else to do. there's a wake test and there's a sleep test and he passed them all. Hmm. And they wrote it up. They sent it off to the FAA. The FAA just sent him another letter saying he's got 60 more days to go through the same two studies and that they needed to see that he meets these other two requirements. And so now he's got to miss two more days of work, another $3,500 out of his own pocket to make all this happen just so he can hold a third-class medical.
Now, wait a minute. So you're saying he did the study, or he did the went through the process, but the FAA kicked it back and said there were two other elements that they wanted more information on?
Yeah, and making like him do the studies again. I can't remember the exact terms, but it from what it sounds like, it is semantics in how the report was written.
Mm. This is what happens when the FAA certifies paper airplanes.
Yeah, I'm telling you. See?
Exactly.
They let semantics get in the way.
That's right.
Well, but, so here's a guy who's not got sleep apnea, by a sleep professional, and, she's studied and did everything she was supposed to do, say, no, you don't need CPAP. You don't have sleep apnea. So you are fine. And wrote a letter to the FAA to that extent, submitted that, and then they came back and said, well, no, we really want you to go through the test again. We can't believe that you're this weight and this height and you don't have sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just destroys their whole thought process.
It does.
and that's, that's where big government gets in the way.
Yeah.
They never should be involved in this to begin with. A doctor should make that determination,
right?
Which they have.
Everybody doesn't fit in a box like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I know guys that are, like myself,
yeah,
that have sleep apnea. They're not required to go get tested.
Yeah. I've been on this show several times and felt like you had fallen asleep while we were doing the show.
I have.
It's usually when Greg's talking.
About himself.
That soothing,
most of the time.
Soothing tone of my voice puts them restfully at sleep. So, yeah.
But again, I can understand if this is for a first-class medical.
Yeah.
I can get... Even then, I think it's reaching too far into your own personal life. Because, as long as you're getting enough rest, which they've just changed all the rest rules, so airline pilots are having, plenty of rest now. Their companies cannot bother them while they're at rest anymore. And if they do, they automatically have to start the rest over again. So, this guy, third class medical, he wants to go out and have a $100 hamburger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing this for this guy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous what they're doing.
Yeah. Well,
it's what happens when you don't stop government, when you allow them to continue on going and going and going. This is what happens.
Well, as opposed to, saying I want to get an exemption from my third class medical, maybe you could say, look, instead of a $100 hamburger, what if I get a turkey sandwich? I know I'm slightly on the husky side and you're having an issue with that. Could we come up with some kind of amicable compromise?
Yeah, salad when I fly.
Spend 10 grand first, and then we will decide if we're going to let you do that.
Exactly. That kind of blows.
Yeah.
But they need the money to certify the paper airplanes, like you said.
Well, that money's not paid to the FAA. That's paid to the doctor for doing the test.
Well,
because it's not covered in insurance.
Insurance will not cover this.
No.
So it's
So we're having a hard enough time trying to get people to join aviation.
Yeah.
And now we're going to start doing this kind of stuff to them.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point?
Well, maybe we need to follow the money. Maybe there's a connection between the doctors and the FAA. They got some kind of scam going on.
Actually, no, because the Association of Aviation Medical Examiners are actually for dropping the third class medical requirement.
Yeah, but they are also for having the sleep studies done.
See? Follow the money.
That's exactly what it is.
Who's the genius now? Thank you.
Hey, don't hurt your arm patting yourself on the back.
Yeah. Somebody who's high up in this whole sleep, you know, study stuff, who got a grant from the government to study sleep, and which, by the way, are doctors, and doctors could do surgery for how many hours on you and don't have to have any sleep?
Oh, gosh, yes.
And do they have to have any kind of sleep studies done on them at all before they can perform surgery? No. I mean, we have a lot of doctors who
fly with us. I'm hoping the surgeons have a 8-hour bottle to throttle type of program in place. Is there such a thing? If they're not, I'm going to side on the side that they
should be treated. Well, you know, they say that if you drink, it is just if you don't get enough sleep or the quality of sleep, it's just like having alcohol in your system. So a doctor can do that and do surgery on you, and he's okay. Or she's okay.
All right. Maybe that's an excuse to make sure when you go to the doctor, you ask him, hey, by the way, would you happen to be a private pilot? Because if you are, I'm in. If not, I'm out of here.
I guess.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. Okay, we've pretty much come to the agreement that government sucks. And there's not a whole lot we can do about it. So let's just move on to something more positive. Let's steer our plane towards, you know, clearer skies. Maybe have that $100 hamburger or a fly-in. Before we did the show today, Keith, he said, hey, by the way, did you see that text that I sent you about the Cub fly-in? Of course, I said no, and because I read nothing from Ed or Keith, usually, as far
he's
as...
No, you read it from Ed. He just doesn't read it from me.
No, he's too busy watching reality TV.
Well, somebody has to do research for this show. Come on.
Oh, don't give us that. We believe Tom Haynes when he talked about research when he was up flying airplanes in Alaska, because that's real.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about watching airplane repo shows is not research.
It is just pure entertainment is what it is, and you might learn something.
I wonder how they're gonna wonder how they're gonna work him losing his snake into that show.
Yeah, I was just gonna say have you seen there's a bunch of things going around I think it's Twitter where the snake's popping up all over Orlando.
What are you talking about?
One of the guys
Mike Kennedy
from
he lost a snake,
a king cobra.
Whoa,
it's missing. Yeah, he lives just down the street from you.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
He's in Orlando.
Really? Well, I knew that, but I didn't. And he does deal with exotic animals. He has tigers and bears and God knows what else on his property. But
he doesn't have a king cobra.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. He lost his king cobra here in Orlando.
It got out.
And so
he was on a 2-day trip and he came back and found it was gone. And then he didn't say anything for 24 hours.
Well, he didn't want to ruin the episode that week of Airplane Repo, right?
He thought he could find it, I think is what it was.
Hadn't been the case yet, huh?
And then it was almost 24 hours before he finally notified authorities.
Interesting. See, there's a reason to watch right there.
Maybe he'll find it in the back of one of his airplanes.
You know what? I think
takes
I'm
off
not,
and all of a sudden the head comes off.
I'm not going to take this airplane from you today. You keep it. It's on me. All right, more coming up. Stay close to Just Plane Radio.
Hey!
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Actually, we're going to take off soon, so we're going to need you to turn off your phone.
I'm actually not done talking, and two more.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me alone. Captain Ed and Captain Keith. All right. So, snakes in a plane. That's something that Mike Kennedy.
That sounds like a movie.
Airplane
a bad
repo.
Movie.
Yeah.
Something Greg would be in.
I didn't really like that movie. It didn't do much for me, really. But
I'm sure it was better than Sharknado 3.
Yeah, you wish. Anyway, look, here's the thing. We need to focus on more positive stuff.
Okay.
And you had mentioned this fly-in of cubs, and I'm talking about the airplanes, not the furry animals that Mike Kennedy from Airplane Repo has on his property. I'm talking about these airplanes that are like
Piper cubs.
These are your favorite airplane, right, Ed?
These are.
This is your plane that you would love to have, low and slow type of airplane.
Just low and slow with the door open.
With the door open.
And so he wants to hit every grass strip across the country.
Mm-hmm. And I want to camp there. I would like to go grass strip to grass strip, cross country,
yeah.
Camp under the wing, you know, like our friends from the Rural Aviation Foundation do.
Recreational Aviation
Foundation.
Yeah, they got a couple fly-ins actually going on this weekend.
Oh, they do. Good.
So if you go to raf.org, I think, yeah. Or just Google it, you can find it.
Yeah.
Because I got their press release about that this week. But you had mentioned a Piper fly-in, or it's a fly-in just for Piper Cubs?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
It is. And it's in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And that's where Piper was started. Mm-hmm. And so it's...
And all these cubs were built.
It's where they were built. And so it's like a coming home every mm-hmm. year that they have this.
Yeah. Or a homecoming kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And so all these Piper Club owners get together and, grill marshmallows and do s'mores and camp out under the wing kind of deal?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's people that... I was told that there's a gentleman who's in his late 70s who flies his cub from California every year.
Yeah, the last one was June. It was the 30th annual. So,
okay.
Looks like June of next year.
So that's what you'd like to do. The only caveat to our plan is that we need a Piper Cub. Otherwise, we'd be like an outsider. They wouldn't even let us in, would they?
They probably wouldn't let us in, no.
Yeah. You have to be a part of the exclusive
club. I can find one that we could borrow.
But how many?
That Keith and I could borrow because it's a two-seater.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
You'd have to drive.
No, I would be
He could be the wing walker.
Well, exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked to that girl at Air Venture. She gave me some tips.
Yeah, pray. I heard that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. She has, you just pray, and you're. That's all the training you need.
No, there's one other requirement.
Oh, what's that?
You don't remember.
Well, let's see. You get up on the plane and you...
It wasn't about him, so why would he remember?
Yeah.
It kind of was. You had to be crazy.
Oh, well, you got one out of the two.
I got that base covered. Yeah. Yeah, a little crazy, and then you just pray and you're, you know, if you make it, you make it.
Yeah, if you're a little insane and you pray, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's that's only your training
prerequisite, right? So,
but no, we could probably get one. But this is also Tom and Terry that we had on the show a few weeks back. The brothers that bought the 172, they're just about 20 minutes away from Lock Haven.
Yeah,
so we could have a host up there that they could show us around.
I like it. Now we got to do that. I mean, you know, Tom Haynes from AOPA was talking last week about being up in Alaska, and I don't know if you watched the show, but he had the footage he referred to last week on our show.
Yeah, I saw it.
And that just looked so awesome. I mean, that would be a trek that I would love to do. You know, the whole camping under the wing thing. I don't necessarily have to do that part. I like flying
yes, you
there.
Do. Yes, if you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Well, I'm,
you
gotta, I'm,
you
I'm
go
saying
all
I would
in
do
or,
it
or not.
I would do it, but I don't
and the problem is with the weight restriction on the airplane, you can't glamp. You have to camp.
Can't glamp. I gotcha. Can't glamp. No glampers. Well,
no glampers are allowed.
But you got to bring. You still got to bring a bunch of stuff though, and it's weight and all that thing. Wouldn't it be easier just to check into a hotel?
I carried
and call
everything
a cab?
I needed for 11 days on my back.
Really?
When I hiked. Yeah, and I could use the same gear in the airplane. Okay. It was maybe 20 pounds.
Well, we could rough it and just go like naked and afraid. And
no, just no.
You can just land.
We'd definitely all be afraid.
That's a for sure. So okay, well maybe. Well, you know that part of it. I don't. You know that doesn't have to be part of the experience. The camping side of that. That's
a couple
camping.
Southwest pilots would do well in that show, I think.
What, on Naked and Afraid? What are you talking about? You lost me there on that one.
A few years ago, a couple Southwest pilots took the clothes off in the cockpit.
They did?
Yeah.
Why did they do this? What was this? I didn't hear this story.
Well, they called the flight attendant up after they were undressed.
Yeah.
So they would work out well on Naked and Afraid.
I see.
They could fly naked, you know, they could, you know.
Right.
Well, camp naked, you know.
Party naked, right. Dive naked, fly naked. It all kind of, there's a theme there. Okay. So they just wanted to abuse her a little bit or have fun at her.
They were just having fun, you know.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get much more fun than that, I would imagine. But as far as
years
doing
ago, that worked. You can't do that kind of stuff anymore.
No.
Nobody's got a sense of humor anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would laugh, I think. I don't know. Actually, I would probably call.
I think she would be the one laughing.
I call security. He's like, hey, do we got an air marshal on board? Please help me. But, you know, the thing is the camping thing doesn't necessarily have to be part of that fly-in kind of thing, or does it go hand-in-hand? On a cub. I know that's part of the experience, just like anything when you're flying into an air show, you know, camping under the wing is definitely an experience, or camping on site is part of the air show, but when you're flying into a fly-in
really,
kind of thing.
That's really pretty much Oshkosh and Sun and Fun are really the major ones.
Right.
You look at most air shows, there's no camping.
Right.
But a fly-in is usually considered part of a fly-in, and there's a difference between a fly-in and a camp and an air show. Some fly-ins have air shows, but this is just really a fly-in.
Right. They're not necessarily camping all the time, are they? Or are they?
He's really stuck on this camping.
Well,
thing.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, that
no,
doesn't.
No, they are not.
There are people that go stay in hotel rooms.
Yeah, but I mean, like this Cub fly-in that we were talking, the Sentimental Journey thing, is that a big camping thing for the Cubs? Because those are more outdoor type airplanes, and so they have a tendency to do that, or it just doesn't. It just depends on where they're flying
into.
I think
we'd have to go to find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have to do our research, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, good. You got a job this week.
What do you mean? I got to fly.
Research.
No, the only research we can do is actually out there in the field, flying in a Piper Cub and participating in one of these things.
Well, Ed and I can do that because we know how to fly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I could still come along as a wing walker. We clarified that earlier. Come on.
We'd have to have a really super souped-up Cub to get him out on a wing.
You think?
Carry him.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, what is
I'm thinking if I got a wing walker, I want that person to be a whole lot better looking than you.
Why? You wouldn't be able to see him. Couldn't see him up there.
I could.
No. He's on the other side of the wing. He or she is going to be on the top of the wing, waving to the crowd or waving to, you know, I don't know what they'd be waving to. There'd be nobody up there, really, other than, hey, there's a bird. Hey, bird, how you doing? Hey, there's a Millennium Falcon drone. Go to your left. Left, left. Yeah. But, I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't be able to see your wing walker. Yeah, I don't know. You couldn't probably even hear him either, could you? Because it'd be too noisy.
Huh? What'd you say?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't even. The only thing
I don't care if I could see him or not. I still want him to be better looking than you.
Yeah, I would too. But it's like flying with you. Yeah, you never can hear anything I say.
Well, that's true. But that's
years of rock and roll.
Because I'm mentally blocking it out. You know, that kind of thing. It's like sensitive hearing. You know, Ed kind of falls into that wife category. Yeah. So, but well, what are the weight restrictions on a Piper Cub, though? I mean,
you guys got married? Did you guys do something when I was gone?
No.
Just stop.
He just said you fell into the wife category.
as far as selective hearing. Anyway, like before we get into any more trouble.
Because, you know, he's making no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll just have a conversation over here on our
All right, that sounds good.
Hold on, you two. Don't make me come over
the
there.
Show.
Now, I was going to say, you're from Kentucky, are you? So, you know, they don't
What about
marriage
the,
licenses
no,
for
I'm
that.
No, I'm from Illinois.
The
I
weight,
know that.
Your
okay,
wife
listen, answer me, you
okay, yeah.
flight instructors. The weight...
he's totally lost control. It's bugging him.
Capability of a Piper Cub would be what? I mean,
not very much. I mean, you're talking, they could actually qualify as a light sport airplane.
Oh, they could.
So they're lightweight, and you're probably looking at 400 to maybe 450 pounds for the J3, the smallest of the Cubs. Hmm. The Super Cubs, 180 horsepower, basically the same airframe. They can carry a lot more weight. Those are ones they would use up in Alaska as a bush plane.
Right.
A lot like Steve's Husky that he has as well.
We'll just figure out something and make it work, okay?
Okay.
All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
$6 in my right nut says we're not landing in Chicago.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. All right, so Santa Monica Airport, by the way, that I think it was the airport that Abington has learned to fly, and she was talking about this a few weeks ago about how they're trying to close down that airport.
Yeah.
And evidently...
Have been for years.
They'd kind of fought back and kept the city council from... traveling down that road at some point or getting it delayed. But then I guess they had a city council meeting on a Sunday morning last week when nobody was expecting it and passed some ordinance that they're going to move forward and make this a top priority to shut down the airport in Santa Monica. So we
sounds like Chicago.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. They at least they met on it and then you know about it. Chicago, we just bulldozed it. But, the bottom line is because there are federal funds that went to improve that airport, they can't. and they will break federal law if they try to do anything. So
same thing happened in Chicago.
Yeah,
they did it.
They'll find a way. They're trying to find some loophole.
So what did they do? They got fined, and all they did was pass the fine on to all the citizens of the Chicago area and let their taxes pay for it.
Yeah. Typical politics.
Yeah.
That's atypical corrupt Chicago politics.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Hillary Clinton all of a sudden saying, I'm sorry.
No, she didn't even say sorry.
Yes, she did.
Oh, she did?
She did.
She admitted to it, but I didn't think she
did.
She
did say she was sorry now.
Okay.
Yeah. She just thinks that, you know, and I'm sorry, she's just going to sweep everything under the rug.
Yeah, but for what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have used a personal email and another email for work. Mm-hmm. I should have done it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Should have. Coulda, woulda, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, the politics are at play, and we'll monitor it accordingly here at Just Plain Radio. And if you're in that neck of the woods, just be, you know, stay up to date on it or
check
in with the folks at AOPA. They're monitoring this quite well as well and trying to, you know, mobilize efforts definitely in the area to raise hell at the city council meetings or whatever they need to do to make sure they don't bulldoze at airport. All right, so that's one thing. Now, there's some other stuff locally here in Orlando.
We were talking about places we wanted to go.
Right.
You know, we talked about this fly-in in Pennsylvania. Well, another place that I think needs to be on our bucket list of places to go is the Reno Air Races. They are starting September 16th through the 20th this year.
Okay.
And it's the National Championship Air Race.
Cool.
Where highly modified piston engine airplanes are flying at speeds of 460, 480, almost 500 miles an hour around a closed pylon course.
Yeah.
I've been reading about it since I was probably 9 or 10.
Now, is this the Red Bull one or no?
No.
This is totally different than that one.
This is real air racing. That's
kind of
promotional air racing.
Okay.
That stuff's cool. I watched that on TV too, but this is the it's literally the ultimate air racing out there. There used to be a number of different air races. I can even remember the Homestead Race here in Florida back in the late 70s, early 80s. But now there were the Cleveland Air Races, which were huge back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But now the only one left is the Reno Air Race, so it's kind of the granddaddy of them all. You kind of think about Indy 500. This is the Indy 500 for airplanes.
Okay.
And
it's not an obstacle course. They're just going to...
No, it's flat out speed, and they've got different levels. They've got the gold and the unlimited, and they also now have jet racing as well, but they're a separate class.
Wow.
But basically, these are some World War II fighters that have been highly modified and race around this course, and there's, you know, no rhyme or reason to the expense of it. They spend way much more money than they can ever win on it, but it is something that I think everybody in aviation needs to go see, and in fact, just unfortunately got a report in that our local entry that there is one of the race planes that's based here in the Orlando area out of the Kissimmee Airport, which is called Precious Metal. It caught fire after fueling at an airport in the Panhandle of Florida, and literally just was engulfed in flames and burned, and it will never race again because they're worried about the structure of the airplane with the heat that it was. Even though the airplane still looks pretty much intact, they pretty much said that they're going to part it out. And
well,
it was a shame. It was a unique design. It was never really a fully certified airplane. They just took parts of other Mustangs, put them together to make the race plane. You know, so it was specifically built to race.
Yeah,
but it is evidently one of the most awesome things to go see. See these airplanes race, the noise, the speed.
Now, I know I've seen clips on TV or YouTube of that type of stuff, but I don't know. Is that stuff it's not televised, is it?
It is recorded, and I have seen it occasionally show up on ESPN late night somewhere. It's not like Red Bull that, you know, they have their
own. It's all the publicity. Yeah,
they are a marketing machine.
Right.
And so they publicize.
Well, theirs is more of a stunt type of race course.
It's speed. It's maneuverability. They're going between pylons instead of around pylons. Mm-hmm. So it's a different style of racing, which is pretty cool. And what they do, which is neat, is they take it to non-airport venues. They put it on a river in the Danube River and in Prague. They put it right in the heart of London when it's in London, and mm-hmm. they had it at some racetrack here in the United States, auto racetrack, and they take it to where they can put a lot of people in the grandstands watching it, and then they televise it too. A circuit they go around in each year, and the pilots compete for the top honors.
Well, it's like pod racing from Star Wars, or what are those? Land vehicles that they have.
Yes, I guess you could equate it to pod racing.
Well, I'm just trying to connect with
Jedi. You need Jedi-like reflexes.
With
so
my Star Wars.
You won't be able to do it.
You know, I was just reaching out to you right there, and you just threw it right back in my face. What is that all about,
Keith? Yeah, that he didn't even attempt to get that at all.
He knows a...
steering well clear.
Wannabe Star Wars Trekkie guy when he sees one, I guess. All right, well, on that, we'll have to end it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far, cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.